a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading our prayer today will be Pastor Les Potts from the Open Bible Christian Center in Rapid City. Leading our pledge today will be Paige Andrea Paulson from Garden City.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we approach your throne with great deal of thanks in our hearts for the great liberty and freedom which we enjoy in this great state of South Dakota. We ask for your continued favor and mercy over our lives. We pray for this house, these representatives, that you would grant them your wisdom and your counsel and your favor, that they might rule righteously, they might justly mete out laws that not only have your approval, but bless the people of our state. And we pray that they would work in love with one another so you might be honored by our relationships. Bless this session of the House of Representatives of the state of South Dakota with your presence, with your wisdom, with your counsel. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Abdallah, Blake, Bolin, Boomgarden, Bruner, Carson, Consent, Cronin, Dielstra, Dennert, Dryden, Elliott, Fargen, Feigert, Feinstein, Gibson, Gosh, Greenfield, Hager, Hanson, Hawley, Hickey, Hoffman, Hubble, Hunhoff, Aunt, Ironcloud, Jensen, Jones, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Klocek, Kopp, List, Lucas, Les, Magstad, Miller, Mosier, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Perry, Romkema, Rosen, Russell, Schaefer, Schramm, Zigzag, Sly, Solem, Steele, Street, Strickers, Torno, Tolleson, Turbyville, Van Gerpen, Vanneman, Benner, Vercio, White, Wick, Willitson, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Roush.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 10th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Val Roush, Chair.
Is there a second? All those in favor of approval of the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Have quite a few visitors today. Is the Castlewood senior class here and their teacher, Barry Jacobson. They are here. We'd like to welcome you on behalf of Representatives Tolson and Greenfield. Please stand and be recognized. Castlewood senior class. Is our doctor of the day here? There he is. Dr. Steve Schroeder is our doctor of the day. He's from Miller on behalf of Representatives White and Gibson. Welcome. Are the folks from Winter here? There's a couple. On behalf of Representative Vanneman, we would like to thank the Winter Chamber for this morning's breakfast. Thank you for coming, and thank you for breakfast. Please stand. We have returning today a couple of pages from our first term, Caleb Fink and Brittany Fisher. They are part of the Trip, Delmont, and Armour senior government classes with instructor Chris Cahoy and instructor Jim Hoberby. Thank you. And Chris Cahoy happens to be Representative Klocek's first page from 21 years ago. And her grandfather is also a former representative of this body, Lyle Mensch. So if they would please stand. Trip Delmont Armour. Just a note to you pages that could be used someday. Also with us today is the South Dakota Ag and Rural Leadership Group. It's a statewide nonprofit organization. They have been in existence since 1999, and their focus is on identifying and developing leaders for South Dakota's ag industry and rural communities. 150 members have graduated over the past 10 years. 33 members of Class 6 are here today. Past alumni include current legislators, Representative Tom Bruner, Representative Kim Vanneman, and Representative Susan Wismer, as well as Walt Bones, our Secretary of Ag. Please welcome the SDARL Class 6. They would please stand and be recognized.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Fikert.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you. Members of this honorable body, I would like to present to you my daughter, who is in the SDARL program, and she's a veterinarian at here in South Dakota, and I'm really proud of her. Thank you.
Welcome. Also, we'd like to welcome today members of the South Dakota Credit Union, professionals and volunteers representing the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, which services 50 federally chartered and credit unions, 450,000 credit union members in South Dakota. The South Dakota Credit Union people, please stand. Welcome. And thank you for the chocolate coin. They're delicious. Representative Kopp.
Special privilege, please.
Granted.
I would like to introduce the members of this body to my wife, who is in the lobby or in the balcony. And seated beside her is Sharon Potts, wife of the pastor who opened our session this morning. If you two young ladies would like to stand, be recognized.
Welcome. Anyone else? Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1077 do pass, and House Bill 1093 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Thomas J. Bruner, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bills 1068, 1075, 1086, and 1088, and House Joint Resolution 1001 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Justin Cronin, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1031 and 1032 do pass. House Bill 1036 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1033 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Roger D. Solem, Chair. And the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bills 1067 and 1069 do pass. House Bill 1040 do pass as amended, and House Bills 1039 and 1066 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Roger W. Hunt, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 6, 9, 12, and 53, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Lust moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Local Government on House Bills 1044 and 1051 be adopted.
Second.
All those in favor of the Lust motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Ladies and gentlemen in the audience and those listening on the Internet, we are now going to have the first reading of House bills. By Constitution, we are required to read the titles in open forum. However, in today's age, you can go online at any time and follow these bills. So the ladies up here will be reading over the top of each other the titles of these bills. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1180, an act to revise and repeal certain outdated provisions regarding land surveying. House Bill 1172, an act to require the issuance of a request for proposals concerning the administration of the Medicaid program. House Bill 1174, an act to revise certain provisions concerning alcoholic beverage licenses issued at the county fairgrounds.
Speaker refers House Bill 1172 to Commerce, 1173 to State Affairs, 1174 to Commerce, 1175 to Education, 1176 to Local Government, 1177 State Affairs, 1178 Ag, 1179 Local Government, 1180 to Commerce, 1181, 1182 to State Affairs. We will now have the first reading of Senate bills. Speaker refers Senate Bill 6 to State Affairs, Senate Bill 9 to Health, Senate Bill 12 to Judiciary, and Senate Bill 53 to State Affairs. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to now move into the part of our calendar that is the consent part. These bills have gone through committee and have heard no opposing testimony or had no opposing votes. So the committee thought to save time that we would just be able to pass them through this house and send them to the next. Members here, however, can ask questions on these bills. And if they so choose, they can have it removed for debate on it on the next calendar date. So at this point, we will go to the consent calendar bills.
House Bill 1060, an act to revise certain provisions concerning how motor vehicle license fees are distributed in the unorganized territories of a county. And House Bill 1010, an act to revise the definition of bulk pesticide.
House Bills 1010 and 1060, having had their second reading, are up for final consideration. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the House is final passage of the consent calendar. All those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. Clerk will unlock the voting machine and members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Dennard, Hunhoff, and Rosem. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 70.
Consent calendar bills having received majority vote of the members-elect hereby declared passed. Any question on the titles? Hearing none, titles deemed correct. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1016, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the licensing and regulation of grain buyers, grain warehouses, and waymasters.
House Bill 1016, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Bruner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today I bring you House Bill 1016. It was brought to the Ag and Natural Resources Committee. At the request of the Public Utilities Commission, their grain warehouse division. The main purpose of this bill is to recognize the use of electronic warehouse receipts in state-licensed warehouses. It also has language in it that clarifies in statute how the PUC's licensing fees are collected. It does not raise fees or cast a wider net to collect more fees. It simply clarifies in statute what is currently happening. Make some changes in the statutes that will bring consistency to the PUC's inspection and rulemaking authority for grain warehouses and grain buyers. Make some changes to the statutes that deal with receivership and a producer's ability to sue against a bond. These changes will ensure that proper notice will be sent out prior to any bond proceeds being dispersed. And finally, it repeals a statute that is no longer relevant to the grain handling industry. It has to do with the term waymaster. Nowhere in statutes do we use the term waymaster anymore, and so in section 4943-51, it addresses these infractions without the term waymaster being used. So thank you. I'd urge your favorable support.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Representative Mosier.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor, please.
Please state your question.
In section two of the bill, and again in section seven, In regards to a $250 licensing fee, I see we're adding the language for each municipality or location at which the warehouse operator receives or stores grain. Would you want to give us an explanation for why we would add that language?
Representative Bruner, would you like to answer that question?
I'd love to. Yes, a lot of companies would have multiple warehouses in multiple communities, and basically the law as it reads now states the main company would be charged this fee. However, in practicality, each warehouse is charged this fee currently. This just clarifies that so that it, in statute, each warehouse is charged that $250 fee.
Thank you. Representative Mosher, you still have the floor.
Follow up, please.
Please state your question.
In Section 5 of the bill, we delete language that says the wrongful weighing or the issuing of a false ticket by the weighmaster is a Class 2 misdemeanor. Would you like to explain why we're getting rid of that language, please?
Representative Bruner, would you like to answer that question?
Certainly.
Thank you.
The term weighmaster is no longer used in statute. So if you look in another section of law, 4943-51, it addresses this infraction, and it's still being illegal. We're not simply okaying falsifying weigh tickets, but we're just deleting some obsolete language.
Thank you. Representative Mosher, you still have the floor.
Just looking after the people's business, sir. I appreciate the responses of my good colleague from Butte and Mead, and I look forward to favorable consideration of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final consideration, House Bill 1016. All those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, nays 1.
House Bill 1016, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct. Announcements. Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to invite the legislators to the Legislative Social, sponsored tonight by the Community Health Centers of South Dakota, as well as the Council of Mental Health Centers. It's at the Ramcota. Starts at 5. Be a good opportunity to go to that before you attend the Licensed Beverage Dealers Hog Roast. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Willitson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Tax Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 7:45.
That's too early for tax. Any other announcements? Representative Virtue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Transportation will meet at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Boomgarden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Health and Human Service Committee will meet at 07:45 tomorrow morning.
Representative Wank.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Committee on Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock to go over two agency bills presented to us by the Board of Regents. 9 o'clock in LRC 1.
Thank you. Representative Kirkaby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reminder, House, local government, tomorrow, 10 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Vanneman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Agriculture and Natural Resource Committee tomorrow morning, 7:45.
So used to seeing that chair empty, I didn't recognize your voice. Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be no curb committee meeting today.
No curb committee meeting today. He must not be feeling well. Any other announcements? Hearing none. Representative Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.